President Trump was up early this New Year's Day tweeting that the U.S. has foolishly given billions of dollars in aid to Pakistan, and also that the ongoing protests in Iran are a result of the terrible deal made by the Obama administration, meaning the one that lifted sanctions. Vice President Pence then tweeted that as long as Trump is president and he VP, the U.S. will not repeat the shameful mistake of standing by while the Iranians rise up, he referring there to the 2009 uprising. So we'll keep an eye on that story. What might the U.S. do? But meanwhile, what else might we have in the new political year? NPR lead political editor Domenico Montanaro joins us. Domenico, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, and thank you for having me.
Well, let's take a look at, you know, whether or not it's going to be. President Trump certainly had a great ending to 2017. He got the big tax overhaul by the Christmas deadline. What do you think is next on his list?
Well, you know, he keeps talking about infrastructure. He wants Democrats to possibly come on board for that. And they're going to have Democrats because they're going to now need those 60 votes to be able to come up with a big infrastructure bill. Of course, Democrats and Republicans have agreed that infrastructure is something that they should do over the past decade, except they can't agree on how to pay for it. It's what it always comes down to. There's also a big spending bill, January 19th. The sticking point in there could be how much do Democrats hold up the bill because of DACA, the Deferred Action on Childhood Arrivals, and immigration? Do they try to press some leverage to try to get something like that through?
Okay. But, you know, before we leave the tax overhaul behind, it was signed into law just before President Trump left for his vacation. We already saw confusion over whether or not people could pay next year's property taxes to avoid losing that deduction. You know, next year, the IRS coming out and saying one thing, states saying another. What's going to be the impact?
Well, this is a pretty big deal, obviously. You know, President Trump says that the IRS has told him that people will see a change in their paychecks starting as early as February. And you're right, there was a rush of people at the end of the year here to try to get their 2017 taxes prepaid ahead of what could be changes in SALT, which is the not your intake, but your what your outtake is, I guess, because it's your state and local taxes. And in high tax states like New York and California, New Jersey, people are not going to be able to deduct as much as they used to be able to do, only $10,000 now. And in a lot of places like that, that doesn't even cover your property taxes.
Let's take a look at what happened in Alabama. Despite a complaint filed by Roy Moore about those results in Alabama's special Senate election, the Democrat, Doug Jones, was certified last week. Jones will be taking a seat this month. How do you see him impacting the Senate in 2018?
Well, from a raw political standpoint, he is a huge impact because now Democrats finally have another seat that they could use to be able to finally open up a little bit of a path to be able to take over the Senate. You know, it's a very narrow window for Democrats to be able to do that because they need to defend some 10 seats that are in Trump won states. So that's a tough task right there. But then they also need to pick up a couple of seats to be able to change the dynamic. They need to net two seats to be able to take back the Senate. Mm-hmm. Now, what kind of legislator he'll be is an open question. He's from Alabama, after all, and if he wants to be reelected, he's probably not going to be able to legislate like a liberal.
Yeah. Well, another change in Congress, the resignation of Senator Al Franken of Minnesota after many allegations of sexual misconduct. But the Democratic-leaning public policy polling, which was done just after Christmas, showed 50% of Minnesota voters polled thought he should not resign.
Well, what this kind of polling tells me is a couple things. One, there are a lot of Democrats who are really annoyed that someone like Al Franken has to step down when they feel like President Trump, who has had multiple allegations of sexual misconduct and assault, is serving in the White House. So they don't like the idea that Franken would then have to step down because of that, when they think he's done a decent job as a senator, at least in his state. What it also could do is give someone like Franken the idea that after everything calms down, maybe run again.
Oh, so that's a glimpse into the future. What about the future of the Secretary of State? Rex Tillerson survived all those, you know, persistent whispers that he'd be out. Your sense of his future?
Well, he has a couple big trips planned this year. So, you know, he said that you all have been wrong before, that your sources keep telling you that I'm going to be out, and they're always wrong. So we'll see what happens. You know, it's been a rocky tenure for sure within the State Department and outside, especially that big moment in which he had to issue a non-denial denial that he had called the president a moron. And he would not say that he didn't call him that, just that he wasn't going to be resigning at that point. So we will wind up seeing what he does, and if he does leave, what the maneuvers are for who replaces him.
And what about the Republican leaders, Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan? They're set to join President Trump at Camp David at the end of this week. They also had the major victory on taxes, but they've got the midterm elections coming up. How do you see things unfolding for them?
Well, they gave themselves some breathing room by being able to pass that tax bill, because if they hadn't done that, you could bet President Trump would be absolutely furious and looking for a different way. But they've given themselves a little bit more room to work with President Trump. The problem is between the two of them, it looks like there are some cracks emerging. Mm-hmm. We've had House Speaker Paul Ryan say that he wants to go after health care again, that he wants to go after welfare and entitlements. And we've had Mitch McConnell say that, nope, he doesn't want to deal with those and that he's ready to move on from healthcare. If that becomes a kind of thing that's a standoff, there's going to be a lot more talk that Paul Ryan might step aside if none of his pet issues will be worked on.
What else do you see in your crystal ball of what's ahead? I mean, and we could never have predicted that in 2017 a Democrat would win a Senate seat in Alabama. We couldn't have predicted that. But in your wildest dreams, what are you seeing ahead?
Well, you know, predictions can be pretty perilous.
Yes.
So maybe I won't be too specific, but there are two storylines that we're obviously going to have to watch that we haven't talked about yet. And that's the Mueller investigation, which, you know, that is operating in secret. We don't know where he's going with this, and we don't know what shoes are going to drop. But we do know that he's had several people who have been flipped as witnesses who, you know, will help him climb up that ladder. And there aren't many people much higher than the former campaign chairman and the former national security advisor than people who are within very tight inner circle to the president, if not the president himself. So that will be the major story of 2018 to watch. And also, where does the continuing fallout from sexual harassment go? Do other politicians get ensnared? Is this something that winds up with hearings? Does President Trump have to deal with it? Does someone like New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand wind up being the front runner for the Democratic nomination in 2020? We're going to see the closer we get to the midterm elections.
And as we said, there's things we can't even imagine. NPR lead political editor Domenico Montanaro taking a look ahead at 2018. Domenico, thank you.
You're quite welcome.